Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The 2-1 and a swing and a comebacker gloved by Green. He goes to second for one and on to first for a game-ending double play. They go 1-6-3, and that's how it ends. Detroit takes game one of the series.
You heard that right there from Joe Block right here on 93.7 The Fan, because our next guest was on the television side last night. Greg Brown is brought to you by Xfinity, America's best internet service provider, according to speedtest.net. He's on the hotline right now. Brownie, I hate to be the guy that every time we've talked, and Pony's not here today, so it's just me, and I hate to be Mr. Negativity, but that loss against that team yesterday felt like a particularly kind of cruel fate for the Pirates and a disheartening one. I don't know. Am I overblowing it given the lack of quality of the opposition there?
No, I don't think you are at all, Chris. I feel the exact same way. There are never any guarantees, but you don't want to disrespect the opponent either. And then the Tigers are a Major League Baseball team. They still have some legit players on there, but. The Pirates should beat them, and it was disheartening. I agree. It was one of the for me, it was one of the tougher losses to swallow this season. They had opportunities to bust the game open, they didn't, and I thought it would have been a nice shot in the arm for Mitch Keller had they come back. Although Keller hurt himself with the walks, with the air, it was an ugly game all the way around.
What do you think stings more for the guys in that room, or something that is that if they're not showering well, like Clint Hurdle has famously said you need to do after losses? Is it the failure to get a guy in from third with nobody out, or is it the situation that happened with Frazier in the eighth inning there, where it's maybe in a moment in time just a mental lapse that costs them the game? What's tougher to take there?
Well, I mean, for me, I don't know. Each individual guy you'd have to ask, of course. But for me, I think the Frazier thing is just way, way overblown. I'm backing way off on the Adam Frazier thing. And Bob and I debated a little bit on the TV side. There are no guarantees. And that Bob's point is well taken. The only chance you had, in his mind, was to turn that double play by flipping to Newman. But on that field, and I was looking for Frazier to ask him today, and I couldn't find him. Things are happening a whole lot quicker than what we're seeing up here. And I don't have to tell Bob or anybody else that they played the game. He sees the runner coming at him pretty much at full speed. And I didn't talk to him, so I don't know this. But he sees that, Newman is not quite yet to the bag. The batter runner has decent speed in Brandon Dixon. I think you've got to credit Kristen Stewart, who put the brakes on real quick and avoided that tag. My thought process at the time was Frazier thought the quickest way, the best way to get the double play and not have that run score was to tag him and throw to first base. As it turns out, if he had to do it over again, he'd flip it to second. But the game was still tied, even if he turns the double play. And the Pirates were they with men in scoring position? I mean, and no disrespect certainly to Josh Bell, who's had just an unbelievable year, but Josh Bell will tell you he had some horrible at-bats, including that ninth inning when they had the bases loaded and a chance to tie it and or win it. So for me, the Frazier thing, I've heard others talk about it today, it's just way, way overblown.
The only reason I brought it up, and there are things to complain about from that game if you're a Pirates fan other than that, but I mean, it's the one a lot of people know directly led to the winning run. The reason I brought it up is more, I grew up playing baseball, Greg, always thinking, man, the dads that coached baseball loved the sport in particular because it's such a mental game, and they love the idea of kind of harping to kids like, hey, keep your head in the game. And that moment, even though Stewart makes, I think, a very heads-up, petty play there, is one where you're told beforehand, if you're Adam Frazier, you want to be thinking, if it's a weak ground ball hit to me, I'm going to do this no matter what. Like that whole plan ahead mentality that is half of what baseball's all about.
Well, I agree with you, Chris, but so many things happen every night, it seems, not just for the play. We talk about all the time. These mistakes that are made. I mean, and if we're going to point to an Adam Frazier, then I'll point to a Starling Marte at bat in the seventh inning. I'll point to the Josh Bell at bat, plural. The Pirates have made, and did last night, made a handful of other mistakes. In addition to that one, I'm not, you know, he is certainly to blame for that mental mistake, but of all the things that happened last night or have gone on this year, that one is way down the list for me. I don't think that was such a horrible, terrible, little league-type mistake. I just don't. That's just my opinion.
Greg Brown joining us for his weekly visit here on the PM team. What was your impression of what you saw from Mitch Keller yesterday, Brownie?
Well, I thought it was better, and I wish he had made the play in the fourth inning. I wish he didn't all of a sudden start spraying the ball to Nico Goodrum after he struck out the two batters leading off the third inning. I wish that he had gotten a call during that Goodrum at bat. He very well could have gotten at least one or two, if I'm not mistaken, by the home plate umpire. I wish he had not thrown an 0-2 pitch that Castellanos could get to and double following that walk. So there are three or four things that happened during the game. But I'll say this. Chris, as we've seen his three starts, incrementally, not huge steps, but we've seen steps, and I've certainly seen what others in the minor leagues, with the Pirates have seen, and baseball aficionados who follow prospects have seen. Now I see the stuff that really does play, and it won't be long. I think Mitch Keller is the real deal, and it won't be long till he's a part of the rotation. Really, the good news that you want to talk about, a silver lining, is that because of the health of the staff, pitchers coming back, because Stephen Brault has been so good, and because of the off days, the Pirates can actually afford to send him down to the minor leagues for now. But again, it will not be long before he's back.
Greg, this team is 32-40. I hate to say this about a game in the middle of June that's going to be possibly marred by weather here, that they're going to be maybe dodging raindrops against one of the true dregs of baseball right now, a team that is openly rebuilding in the Tigers. It feels, given the fact that they're getting Williams back from injury and he's pitching tonight, that they almost have to win this game, because if you don't, suddenly you're a team that's 32-41 in the basement of the division and you just got swept by Detroit. It feels like a game of major significance despite how relatively early in the season it is.
Again, I can't disagree with you, Chris. I really can't. We're talking about it, even though it's interleague, it's just an American League game, and it's not a divisional opponent. But just for the psyche of this team, you have to win this ball game. Now, anything can happen. It is just June, but to right the ship and to start, and they don't have to go on an 11-game winning streak, but they do have to go win 10 of 13, 12 of 15. 15 of 20. They've got to start doing that. I was encouraged by what I heard Jim Leland say. I think it was on with Ron Cook yesterday, that don't count out these Pirates yet. And Jim, as you know, he's a straight shooter. And if he didn't believe that, he would never have said that. He just would have danced around it. But he was sincere when he said that this team is still good. They're getting healthy. And not just yet. Don't count the Pirates out just yet. And so starting tonight, and then you got the Padres coming in. And, hey, look, the Reds just swept the Houston Astros in a three-game series. It's a daunting schedule after this, going to Houston, going to Milwaukee. But I like the fact, again, these starters are coming back. I think Trevor Williams, you hate to put the onus on him and the responsibility on his shoulders, but, man, he could really set the tone if he pitches anything like he did early in the year and much of last season. To really set the stage for a nice run of starts and a bunch of wins starting tonight.
Brownie, I believe it was with you that Neil Huntington said, and correct me if I'm wrong, essentially said, hey, this team has been beat up with injuries, and a lot of these losses have been a pitch here, a pitch there, a play here, a play there. Some of them have been blowouts, but a lot have been. It sounded like he was almost saying the bad bounces, bad luck, that's baseball. Do you agree with that last part, that they have lost a lot of games in the margins this season?
I'd hate to disagree with him like that, but I also understand where he's coming from. And he's got to, you know, I don't say spin, but in essence, he does. He's got to create a positive atmosphere, and when he talks, people listen. And he knows what's going on. I think he's as frustrated as we are. But I would say that, you know, their record is legit. And the one thing I will say in defense of that comment, one of the reasons why the run differential is so out of whack is that the Pirates did have, again, without disrespecting the players that have been out there, they have had pitchers in particular who probably should not be. And Nick Kingham is one of them. And Nick Kingham, look at all the times he got the ball and was sent to the mound in you know, fairly important situations, including starts. Pirates finally kind of admitted he didn't have it and designated him for assignment. And there are other players that, you know, Montana Durapo started a game. Michael Felice started a game. I mean, those are things that would not have happened if their rotation had been intact. Now, I will also say that the Pirates, I think, probably maybe misjudged what they saw from Nick Kingham. They aren't the only ones. A lot of people like Nick Kingham. But they were really counting on him. I know we've touched on this before when they talked about organizational depth, that they need 7, 8, 9 guys. Well, part of that depth was going to be Brault and Kingham. Now we're seeing Brault. His ERA is like under 1.5 his last 4 times out. I can't believe more people aren't talking about this, but he's been incredible. An ERA of 1.5 in his last 4 outings for Brault. And I'm glad the Pirates decided to send Keller down and decided to really push Lyles to have a rehab so they could keep Brault in the rotation on Sunday. There was a chance that Brault was going to have to go to the bullpen because of the off day, but they're going to let him pitch on Sunday. I like him being in there. I like a lefty for now in that rotation. So maybe they're kind of 1 for 2 in that regard in terms of organizational depth.
Brownie, I have 2 quick ones for you. One is I'm contractually obligated, I think, to say, hey, did you see Max Scherzer get a broken nose out of a bunting drill?
I did.
DH time, right? We don't want Max Scherzer being at the risk of injury because he's got to go out there and hit, right? This is clearly the case now for the DH.
Yeah, anytime a pitcher gets hurt in any way, shape, or form, of course, that's the DH performance say, bring up. Now, Scherzer, by the way, is, from what I understand, is not even going to miss a start.
No, he's going to pitch. He basically told them, screw it, I'm pitching.
He's a baseball player. He is a baseball player. And by the way, I've been thinking about this. The next time you ask me this, I want to take it down the next road, Chris. I know you're running out of time, but let me just leave you with this. Where do pitchers get hurt more? At the plate with a bat in their hands or on the mound with a baseball in their hands and delivering that baseball? Would you agree with me that by far, way more times are they hurt with comebackers, line drives? Way more, right? Agree?
I agree, but
way
I have to
more.
Hold on. I have to argue though. They're only taking batting practice. Being out there on the mound, they're out there way more, comparatively speaking, doing what they're being paid to do.
The point is, they get hurt way more. No, their job is to go pitch, not to. In your mind, they shouldn't be at the plate with a bat because they're no good. And by and large, they are terrible fielders. They're awful. We saw it last night. The guy threw a ball in the dirt from 10 feet away. So they're horrible defensively. So I propose, if we go down the DH road, that not only should they not bat, but I'm very serious here, put a big batting practice L screen in front of the pitcher's mound so they don't get hurt by line drives back to the box.
I'm going to let that one stand. I'm going to let that one stand, and I'm going to ask you something really quick that's more on a serious note because I just had to tweak you about the DH. What was your reaction to the Umpires Association tweeting what they did? I don't know if you saw it, about Manny Machado, essentially saying that he put the safety of people at risk violently throwing a bat after he got ejected from that game. Did you happen to see that?
I did see it, and I don't think they're out of line by that, by the way. If you saw the video, did you see the video?
I did.
Of what Machado did?
I did. I mean, he flung the bat to a place where nobody was standing.
No, he didn't know that. But I mean, and who knows where that bat could have gone? So I think they're right. The point that they made is correct. But the fact that they brought it out and aired that dirty laundry in public is what I have a problem. That should have been brought up quietly behind closed doors. I don't think it was right that they brought that up publicly. That's my beef with it. But I don't think they're off base with how he handled himself and throwing that bat like he did. He didn't know that there was no – he didn't look before he threw it.
I would have more sympathy for the umpires if many of them didn't seem to seek out conflicts with players, I guess, is my reaction to it. And there was a video posted of an umpire basically seeking out a confrontation with the Astros not too long
ago.
Well,
I think by and large, the majority of the umpires do not do that. But we certainly do, and I understand it, and we should have none who seek confrontation. Some do, but by and large, most do not.
Greg, this was a pleasure as always. I appreciate the time.
Chris enjoyed it. I didn't have to battle Andrew. Just you one-on-one. I liked it.
I think I've got the reputation as the guy that battles you now. So we decided
You're right.
We decided to lay down our arms. We decided to lay down arms and have a polite baseball discussion.
It just proves that Andrew is the provocateur.
I think he's the guy in this entire situation that inflames scenarios. I'm going to write that down and jot that down the next time we have a meeting.
No question.
See you, Brownie.
All right, Chris. See you, man. Thanks.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line at 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. And make sure, too, that you do this. Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan. Driven by Shortkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Locations North Huntington and the North Hills. We'll talk a little bit about Trevor Williams making his return, what to expect from him, and if he's the Trevor Williams we're used to seeing, whether that's way too little, way too late for these Pirates next on the PM team.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.